What about making excuses for those who haven't claimed their PPI? We've been reminded for years that there's billions waiting to be claimed back. And some people have claimed money back and others have never got round to it. You've now got a week to hook through your cupboards and see who you borrowed money from and check if the PPI box has been ticked. Is it as easy as that? I'm as lazy as maybe the rest of you and never got round to doing it. Let me speak to the economist Paul Gosling. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Paul, billions of pounds still waiting to be claimed. There's only a week. Is it doable within a week?
It is, yes. But you probably need to do it yourself rather than use a claims management company. Some of the claims management companies are saying, well, it's too late now. They won't take up the case for you. And in any case, they would have taken 20% off anything you got. So you're better off doing it yourself. But yes, it is still worth doing. The banks and other institutions have put aside another £10 billion for expected claims which have not yet been received and processed. And that compares with £36 billion that they've already put out. I mean, on average, an individual that succeeds in saying they were missold PPI gets around £2,000. So it's certainly worth doing.
I would still like to have a rummage. I'd still like to go online and do it. I'd need to have some documents relating back to mortgages or credit cards or whatever from the 90s. What about the 80s? Is that too far back?
No, it's not too far back. The PPI originated back in the 1960s as well. No, you can go back, and you don't need to actually get your original paperwork. You know, the banks and other institutions will have your records still, at least they should do. And so, you know, go by what you can remember, contact the institutions, and even if that institution no longer exists, then someone probably has taken over responsibility for them, or else the Financial Services Compensation Scheme might have responsibility for them. So there is still the avenues are available. So yeah, it's still worth pursuing.
So what's the best thing for people to do? They're not going to go to one of these groups that have been advertising with us for years at this last minute, because they are absolutely inundated. They probably wouldn't even come back to you now if you contacted them. What's the step for those who are having a last minute push to check?
Well, try and remember who you actually took out a loan with. And if you go on to the websites of the Financial Conduct Authority and also of the not-for-profit organizations such as the Which magazine, they will have information online which will guide you to what you should do. And both Which magazine and also Money Saving Expert, they've got on their websites pro forma letters that you can fill in and send off. And that actually puts your foot in the door before the deadline of a week's time. So that's basically the best thing to do, to get as much information as you can as quickly as possible. So go on the website www.fca.org.uk, or else look up Which magazine or Money Saving Expert. Go through them, and that will guide you towards putting in a claim before it's too late in a week's time.
And that's important, isn't it? You don't have to have the thing signed, sealed and delivered by the end of this week. It's expressing the interest before the end of the week.
That's right. It's putting in your claim in the next week. And the other thing, of course, is it's not simply about mis-selling. And it's important, actually, just to enable listeners to know what type of mis-selling might have taken place. So, for example, if you were self-employed and you were sold a PPI policy, well, that was probably not for you, because you wouldn't actually have been able to claim on that policy because you were self-employed. If you had a pre-existing medical condition, then that also might have ruled you out. And the other thing is that some of these banks didn't actually tell people they were putting PPI in alongside the loans. So actually, you might not have known, or you might not have known the real cost. They might not have told you actually that most of the money you put in terms of the premium cost of PPI, actually went to them as commission, didn't actually go into building up your policy anyway. So all those reasons, you might have been missold. And as I say, £36 billion have been paid out. and half of that by just one bank, Lloyds. So there's a lot of money that was taken by these institutions, and if you were missold, then you should get it back.
PPI, it's Payment Protection Insurance. If you have a form that suggests you're paying it, you really have possibly found a little bit of gold dust in your drawer. If you haven't got the form, but you do know the names of the people who you borrowed money from, it's still worth going to the websites that you've suggested there, Paul, the not-for-profit websites, and follow the guidelines. And to use your term, a good economic term, get your foot in the door.
That's it.
Paul, thanks for coming on. Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.
That's the economist, Paul Gosling. So it's a final push for you. If you don't do it this weekend, you'll never do it. And imagine in a month's time, you're rummaging for something else and you find a form that said you paid PPI. Oh, you'll so kick yourself.